This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. President Draupadi Murmu will visit Chhattisgarh and Odisha today. During her visit, President Murmu will grace the Silver Jubilee of the Chhattisgarh Legislative Assembly at Raipur. The President will also attend the Foundation Day ceremony of Bharatiya Vishwa Basu Shavar Samaj in Odisha's Nayagarh. The government has notified significant revisions to turnover and investment criteria for classifying MSMEs that will take effect from April 1. Micro, small and medium enterprises, MSMEs, with investments up to 2.5 crore rupees will now be classified as micro enterprises from the previous threshold of 1 crore rupees. The turnover limit has been revised from 5 crore rupees to 10 crore rupees. Units with investments up to 25 crore rupees will be classified as small enterprises from the earlier 10 crore rupees. The turnover limit for such enterprises has been doubled from 50 crore rupees to 100 crore rupees. Ahead of the upcoming festivals, Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has said festivals of all religions and communities have been held in a peaceful and harmonious atmosphere during his government's 8-year tenure so far. Important festivals like Chaitra Navratri, Ram Navami, Eid ul-Fitr and Baisakhi are lined up over the next 2 weeks. Chairing a meeting to review the law and order situation in the state ahead of the festive season, Adityanath said this is a sensitive time and strict action should be taken against those spreading anarchy. The budget session of Delhi Legislative Assembly will begin today. The session is tentatively scheduled to run till 28th of March, with provisions for extension if required. The CAG report on the functioning of DTC will be tabled in the House today. The budget for the year 2025-26 will be presented in the House tomorrow and will outline the government's financial priorities and development agenda for the year. During the session, key financial and policy matters will be discussed and decided upon. Lawmakers will engage in a detailed discussion on the budget on 26th of March to analyse financial allocations and policy initiatives. The Assembly will deliberate and vote on the proposed budget on Thursday. New Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney has called for a snap election for April 28. Prime Minister Carney said he has called for a snap election in order to ensure that his country gets a government with a stronger mandate than the Liberal Party currently has. This is important keeping in mind the trade war with neighbouring United States and President Trump's repeated threat to annex Canada to make it the 51st state of the U.S., which Canadians outrightly reject. Mr. Carney said he has requested the Governor General to dissolve Parliament and call an election for April 28, and she has agreed. The Liberal Party, which has been in power for a decade, has slid into deep unpopularity over Justin Trudeau's leadership. Prime Minister Carney, who replaced Trudeau as Prime Minister and party leader, will now hope to capitalise on the wave of patriotism across the nation due to Trump's takeover threats. Amnesty International South Asia regional office has called on Pakistani authorities to immediately release Baloch activist Mahrang Baloch and all others being detained for exercising their right to peaceful protest. Mahrang Baloch has been in unlawful detention for over 38 hours and denied access to her lawyers and family. Today is the World Tuberculosis Day. The day is observed on 24th of March every year to raise awareness about the devastating health, social and economic consequences of tuberculosis, TB, and to step up efforts to end the global epidemic. The day is observed to commemorate the anniversary of Dr. Robert Koch's discovery of the TB bacteria in 1882. This year's theme is Yes, We Can End TB, Commit, Invest and Deliver. India have clinched both men's and women's Kabaddi World Cup 2025 at Wolverhampton in England. The men's team defeated home side England in the final match with 44-41. In IPL T20, Chennai Super Kings defeated Mumbai Indians by 4 wickets at the M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai last night. Chasing a modest target of 156 set by Mumbai Indians, Chennai Super Kings rode a match winning unbeaten 65. And that's the end of this news bulletin.